Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
But Underground's pinched a winning break. It's five in front. Trudel's trying hard, but Underground wins by 3.5 lengths. Trudel second.
Now on TAS Racing Talk, time to talk greyhounds.
How are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Now, Hobart first up, race number five, the grades 3 and 4.
Shane, I've gone with a dog that's dropping down in class, number 5, Hannah Bowden. Last start, it was 6th behind its kennel mate, that was then. I think this is a dropping class, so I put 5, Hannah Bowden, on top. 1, Fritzen, uses a bit of the track, but be one of the likely leaders, got a good chance. 7, Red Fang's been placed 2 of his 3 starts on the Hobart circuit, got a chance. And I thought Great Taylor's also had a small chance at fair odds. 5, 1, 7, 4.
The second leg is the grade 5. Looks a tough race.
Yeah, Shane, I went with probably the likely leader in the race in Despicable Jimmy, one trained by Brennan Purcell. Thought it just might lead and might run a cheeky race. 1 Bronte's Bolt for second. Got a good draw, rails good, got a good chance. 5 All Traffic. Now, he was an impressive winner in Hobart last week, recording 26.51. Used a bit of the track, so box 5 won't be a worry. And 3, Cosmic Star, got a bit of early speed and will be up there. 7, 1, 5, and 3.
In the third leg, Cool Puppy looks a class above.
Yeah, Shane, I don't think it's clear cut. I think that was then's going very good also at the moment, and I don't think I've got a lot between them. Look, just on the fact that I think Cool Puppy might find the lead, I've put it on top. 3 on top to beat 8, that was then. Gee, it's got a picket fence beside its name, so it's got to be hard to beat. Now, the KO dog in the race is a dog number 7 called Club Foot. A few runs ago, it did beat. That was then. And I just think it might be the KO dog. And the dog that's very well drawn, it must go into every form of betting that you play. And I refer to number 1, Molly Munro. 3, 8, 7, and 1.
Last leg, Winburn Blaze in good form.
Yeah, Shane, he's coming back from a 5.99 metre run. But since he's been transferred to the Anthony Bullock kennel, he seems to be beginning a lot better. He's very, very strong. Can't find a lot of speed in the race, Shane. So I think he'll posse up. Settle probably second or third. Turning for home, he'll put the foot down and away he'll go. Race 8, number 5, Winburn Blaze on top. The likely leader's number 6, Fun Time. For that reason, I put it in for second. Third, I put in number 8, Lil Dove. Now, she does get back. She runs on very good. The key ingredient here is she's drawn box 8, and that's where she wants to be. And I thought Surf's Up Nova had some chance. Only been placed 1 from 4 on the track, but just drawn an inside box. 5, 6, 8, and 2.
So the quaddie for Hobart, 5, 1, 7, 4 in the first leg. In the second leg, 7, 1, 5, 3. Third leg, 3, 8, 7, 1. And in the last leg, 5, 6, 8, and 2. What about a best?
Shane, this will be definitely black figures. Race 3, number 3, Miss Somebody. Thought its win last week was super. Found the line very, very strong. Got good form over the 5.99. Race 3, number 3, Miss Somebody.
Launceston on Monday night. First leg of the quaddie, where Lock Roman was a fast heat winner in the maiden series at Devonport recently.
He was, Shane, and he's gonna be hard to beat. I'm just a little bit worried about the 5.15 metres trip for him. Look, I went with number 8, Gladys Grice. I just think if it takes off, I think it'll win. Blows the start, shows enormous mid-race speed, and then battles on well. I put it on top, 8 on top, to beat 1 Lock Roman. Think he'll lead for a long, long way. Now, the well-graded greyhound in the race is a dog called Revelator, number 6. It's got a definite good chance. And I put in number 4, Mountain Cuz. Thought its run last week was very good when running third behind Bailey's Comment. 8, 1, 6, and 4.
In the second leg, I've got a real question mark next to this race.
I found this a tough race to assess, Shane, when doing the form. I put in number 1, Surf's Up Nova. Look, it's a sub-30-second winner on this track. It's come up with box 1. Just not quite sure if it's right at its top, but look, box 1, you know, Russell Watts, good ingredients. 5, Pioneer Mogul. Now, on my speed maps, there's a chance that he might spear to the lead, and if that's the case, he's got a chance. 2, Snoring Nora, won 1 from 30 with 12 minor placings, must include in all multiples. And the watchdog is number 8, Eyeful of Bling. We're interested to see how it goes in Hobart on Thursday night in the last race. Looks like off the net that it's got plenty of ability. Don't know if Box 8 will help it, but it's R.K. Ransley. So that's a good plus two for it. 1, 5, 2 and 8.
1, 5, 2, 8 in the second leg. Now, in the third leg, she's all class. That's about how you nearly sum up the race, isn't it?
Yeah, she is a class above these, Shane. She only has to begin. My little concern is that there's a desperate railer in Box 8 in Rockville that'll be boring across. But look, if she happens to ping, we'll know she'll run in the low 29s. I think she's the way to go. Number 2, We Fire. Now, she's also a winner here in 29.89. She's got very, very good habits. If she's all class, happens to miss it, We Fire might be the one. 4, Molly Munro, and 1, Proven Fantasy. 6, 2, 4 and 1.
And then in the last leg, well, Kinloch's Fury is flying at the moment.
Yeah, impressive winner at Devonport on Tuesday, Shane. It was super strong to the line. Look, it's had 3 starts on the track for a win and a second. I think it's the way to go. 2 on top. 1, Buckle Up Barney. Now, he's had 19 starts on the track for 11 minor placings. He just can't seem to crack it. I think he runs second again. 8, Tay's Intention. And 5, Dashing Roman. 2, 1, 8 and 5.
That makes the quaddie for Launceston in the first leg, 8, 1, 6, 4. Second leg, 1, 5, 2, 8. The third leg, 6, 2, 4, 1. Last leg, 2, 1, 8 and 5. What about a best for Launceston?
Shane, a little bitch that's going super, and I'm lining Greg Fay's pockets up again. Race 2, number 6, Soul Sister. I thought its run last week was very, very good. Think it'll zoom down the outside and be very hard to beat. Race 2, number 6, Soul Sister.
Soul Sister for Launceston. Devonport on Tuesday. The first leg, well, where did you go? Major chances look to be drawn in the centre of the track.
Yeah, Shane, this is a very, very handy mix, 4 and 5. Like, you could give plenty of chances here, but look, Dixie Lane's absolutely flying at the moment. I put it on top. 4 on top. 5, Winburn Rush will be thereabouts. It's very, very strong, and it'll definitely run a very forward race. 7, Ireland's Force was a very impressive winner again at Devonport on Tuesday. And Miss Somebody, number 1, our special on Thursday night, it's got a very good chance. 4, 5, 7, 1.
4, 5, 7, 1. The second leg will break his tip. Can't do any more than what it's been doing.
It's another win for the G-Fay combination. I think they'll win again, and I think he'll start prohibitive odds, and I think he'll win and win easy. He's nearly a one-outer for the quaddie if you want to play him. To go wider, I put in 6, Par Glass, 4, Red Fang, and 3, Cut 'Em Down. 8 a good thing to beat 6, 4 and 3.
Dare I say, you might be going the G-Fay again in the Minister's Gift Final.
I am, Shane. He's actually started now to begin a little bit better. A couple of months ago, he was a bit tardy out, but now he's beginning a lot better. I've got him clearly on top, Daniels Bay. 7, Winburn Loco's going very, very good at the moment. 8, Real Caution in for third. And I put in number 5, Amazing Harry. You can't do much more than win your last 3 starts. 6, 7, 8 and 5.
And in the last leg, we've got Pipstar, who burst the bubble of Senior Slammer recently, drawing box number 8.
Yeah, Shane, he's clearly the way to go. I think he's drawn very well because he's got a desperate railer in 7, and it'll make Pipstar zoom down the outside and be very hard to beat. I put its Kennel Maid in, Quick Advance in for second, number 4. I put in number 5, Sing the Song. And I haven't looked up any form for number 6, Direct Current. But I've got a sneaking suspicion that it's won at Devonport in 25-20. It's now with Shane Whitney, and I think it's probably got a very, very good chance. 8, 4, 5 and 6.
Yep, 25-20 indeed for Direct Current. Sing the Song, 25-01. So a few speedsters engaged in the last leg. You're going 8, 4, 5 and 6, which makes the Devonport Quaddie on Minister's Gift final day in the first leg 4, 5, 7, 1. Second leg, 8, 6, 4 and 3 with 8 a standout. In the third leg, 6, 7, 8 and 5. And in the last leg, 8, 4, 5 and 6. What about a best?
We'll go again with the G-Fay Juggernaut. Race 4, number 4, Bruni Venture. I think he's a very, very good dog. Early race, got terrific high speed. Think he's a real good dog. Race 4, number 4, Bruni Venture.
Come what may, we'll stick with the Fay at Devonport on Tuesday. Likewise with the best bet at Launceston on Monday. So the 3 best for the week. Race 3, number 3, Miss Somebody. Race 2, number 6, Soul Sister in Launceston. Devonport, race 4, number 4, Bruni Venture. Thanks for your efforts today, Rick.
Thanks, Shane.
Every Wednesday on Carnival, Taz Racing Talk.
Three greyhound meetings to cover from last week and to find a few winners from. It's a very warm welcome to Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, thanks, Shane.
Now, with Thursday night in Hobart kicked off the week for us, and a couple of greyhounds scoring in the first two races at double each way odds.
Yes, for Ted Medhurst. It's taken a while to win a juvenile, which isn't usual for that kennel. I think he's only an average dog, and he's about the 37th best dog in a very good kennel.
Okay, so that's not any great rap to go out and back him next time.
But still be the best dog in some kennels, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's all right. What about All Terrific in the second?
Hasn't had many runs here for Alan Anderson. He had a few tries in Victoria for one win, but I'd say Alan's got on top of him very quickly because he was pretty impressive last week. Not a bad juvenile field. He jumped straight to the front, 4.5 lengths. Be surprised if he doesn't go through the grades.
And Winburn Blaze, the first of two Winburn winners for the night.
Anthony Bullock's really got this dog beginning, and that's been the change around in his form. He can sprint or stay, and stay he did very well on Thursday night. A dog of quite some promise if you can keep him in that mindset.
And Princess Gemini scored at big odds in the fourth.
Probably shouldn't have been quite that big odds. It's easy after the race, of course, but Stephen Hutt had great success with these dogs from Melbourne recently. She's shown plenty of pace in her races, and they went in a line for the first 30, 40 metres, and then she just went whooshka and put about six lengths in them. Quite impressive.
And Miss Somebody continued her ultra-consistent form.
Wouldn't be many more consistent dogs or versatile dogs in the state. Susan Giddes has got her absolutely flying at the moment, and whatever she's in, she bears respect.
Winburn Charm took full advantage of box one in race six.
Has taken a while to knock off that first win, but box one was the key there. She had a wide-running slow beginner in two, which nearly ran her down in the finish. One-man army, first start in Tasmania for Brendan Purcell, but Winburn Charm did a good job, and don't think she's destined for great heights, but she'll win somewhere.
Race number seven, that was then, and Baines Lane staged a titanic battle up the stretch.
That's exactly what it was. It was a stirring duel. That was then's just one of the most professional little front-running top-grade dogs we've had for a while. Baines Lane, huge talent, has been out for quite some time with injuries, and Brendan Purcell produced him in fine nick. Looked like he might just grab her, but just missed by a head. Two top dogs, those two.
And back to box number one in race eight.
And Classic Joel for Anthony Bullock has had a run of ordinary draws, and his form has been, you know, just peaking a little bit each week, and that was a very deserved win.
Haliski, first win of two for the week, and making it three on the trot during the last 7 days. Great performance.
He's a pretty talented dog. Best dog Mick Louth's had in a little while. He's a bit of a nail-biting dog if you back him because he gets off the track and he comes with a late burst. Underground absolutely bombed the start, the short price favourite. And he did get to the lead on the home turn, but he'd worked up a bit. And Haliski, which he did get past, straightened up, got to the outside and ran over the top of him.
And then in the last, it was favourite punters with breaker's tip.
Yes, he came out of box six, did a little bit wrong, but he got shunted wide in the back straight. Gave the lead a smoke to George, a pretty tidy start, and ran him down well. He's a dog of some talent.
Continuation of the Minister's Gift Heats in Launceston on Monday night. But in the first, Superficial was sent out favourite, along with Touch of Venus, but it was a good win to Buckle Up Rocco from box five for Gary Johnson.
It was his first show of form, and it just shows you, if ever there's a track you want to lead on, it's Launceston. The 30.75 was pretty pedestrian, and no disrespect to the winner, but both Superficial and Touch of Venus should have beaten him home by, I'll be conservative and say, five lengths.
Pelican Keeping, another one that went around at big odds for Susan Giddes in the second.
And no fluke whatsoever. I don't think he was big odds because of his form. I think it was just the fact that people didn't know him very well. It was only his second start in Tasmania, and the way he went to the line and won in 30.35, he'll be repeating that, and that was the first of a double for Susan.
In the third, Star Chamber, one of the Medhurst runners, led around the corner and looked set for victory for mine, but along came Lily Set and made it look ordinary in the run of the post.
Look, I was... Lily Set's outstanding. She won the laurels, and everything she's done in Tasmania has been of a high ilk. Star Chamber, look, I think he's a very good dog, but the gloss has gone off him a fraction for me. He had a lead big enough to beat most dogs, I would have thought, but not big enough to beat Lilyset. Look, they're both classy dogs, but Lilyset's a class above.
Yeah, I like the way she really stretched out in the run to the post. Now, in race number four, interesting name. It's Crunch Time. Might have been Crunch Time for her too, because she's had seven placings from 11 starts, but she finally cracked it for Graham, mate.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with her ability. She's just not a very good beginner. And if anyone who watched the replay of that race on Monday night, she was the one who got crunched, that didn't do the crunching in the first 200 metres, to set out after the newcomer to Tasmania, Rose Fern, which ran well on Tassie debut. And to run her down by three quarters was an outstanding run, really, even though it was maiden company, because, gee, a lot went wrong for her.
Now, Carol Nash has had a great run as an owner. Terry Ackley doing a fine job as a trainer. It was amazing, Harry, yet again.
We almost hit the rewind button every week with this dog and with That Was Then, don't we? They just seem to keep on winning. He was one of two dogs to win both heats of the Minister's Gift. He's in terrific nick with, I think, about six wins out of his last eight, and he'll go into that final next Tuesday being one of the main players.
Bailey's Comet sent out the favourite in race number six in one of the heats of the Minister's Gift and won by a lazy 10 1/4 lengths.
And was the quickest of the night too. Look, she had the easiest heat on Monday night. It was a field reduced in size. And as I said, she didn't beat a great deal. Sorry about that to the people who have the other dogs. But 10 3/4 lengths and 29.96. She's a very versatile bitch.
In race number seven, Underground sent out the short-priced favourite.
He forgot to begin last Thursday night, but he remembered to begin on Monday night, and that was the real Underground. He ran 30.02, and he's another one that will go in as a serious player in the final of the Minister's Gift.
Daniels Bay brought up three in a row for Gary Fay.
As will Daniels Bay, a classy dog. Launceston, probably not his best track, but he still ran 29.97. And box draw dependent, he'd be one of the main players again next Tuesday.
And then in the final heat of the night, it was Windburn Rush for Ben England.
Yes, a very, very good race, that one. Both first and second were outstanding. They beat the rest by, 8 1/4 lengths. But Windburn Rush led just about every step of the way from a very determined Murray Barbar, and both of them made their way through to the rich final.
Now, there's only three things that look certain on Monday night: that the Elizabethtown Roadhouse, with a sign up that says it's open 24 hours a day, is no longer open 24 hours a day, and Boston Heart and Little Term with Russell Watts. He would have thought he would have been able to pick up a win and then stop at the servo on the way home and enjoy a cup of coffee, as I was going to, but we all missed out because it was a demolition derby in the last.
Well, that would be putting it mildly. There were two dogs on the deck before we got to the first turn, they being Fifth Turtle and Russell Watts' Little Term, which was the second favourite behind his hot favourite Boston Heart, which also met trouble in that same mix-up, and he lost about a dozen lengths. Once they got round the first turn, Go Betty Go, which jumped in front, had an unassailable lead, but in fairness, 30.19, they would have needed to get on their bike to beat her anyway, and she's a pretty underrated dog. She doesn't win out of turn, but the key to her is Launceston, and she just likes it there.
Devonport on Tuesday, Miss Pisces, back to winning form in the first.
Yes, back to winning form for the first time, actually. It's been placed a few times, and she's quite a promising bitch. Ted Medhurst has just got so many good young dogs at the moment, and the win looked okay until you saw his first starter a little bit later on.
Yes, that was an interesting way of putting it, for sure. Debbie Cannon had a good day. She is the owner of Miss Pisces, and she's got Dark Vito that won the second.
Yes, Dark Vito's got a big motor. He doesn't always use it to best advantage, but he jumped really well on Tuesday. He was strongly challenged by Buckle Up Zeus, who must be the unluckiest dog to still be a maiden going around in the state. And he ran very fast time, 25.62 in winning.
Now, I know you've got every stat that was ever taken in greyhound racing. Tell me the size of Hoping to Play from race number three. I couldn't even see her behind the rail. That's how small she is.
She's 23.5 kilos, actually, and that was her first run in Tasmania. She'd only had one run interstate in New South Wales, and Ian Johnson got hold of her, and she did a very good job for a little wee little ant thing, isn't she?
She is indeed. We saw a different shape of a greyhound in race number four with Lovely Banks.
Well, actually, she's only 25.42.
Okay, slightly bigger form there.
Yes, look, first starter for Ted Medhurst again. Comes out of box one, and runs 25.52 on debut, thank you very much. It just must be absolutely outstanding. Out of PJ Tadmore, which was a sister to Tadmore Dunoon, which he won the Derby with some years ago. So all in the family, and boy, is there a big future for her.
And I can see why the other greyhound was 37th in the kennel after watching that performance. Now, a greyhound that has really taken all before in recent starts is the Paul Donaldson runner, Dixie Lane.
Paul's just found the real key to this bit. She was racing well before he put her over the middle distance, but she's now had three middle distance runs for 1-1-1. She can get out and go, and she's got the stamina to back it up, and she is becoming quite a promising dog.
And Island's Force fits into that category as well.
She's been promising for about the last 5 months, hasn't she? She's a terrific bitch and another versatile performer. Like, she can sprint and stay. Was highly challenged on the home turn by Nick Nack Norris, but once they straightened up, she went into another gear and had two lengths to spare. All credit to Dixie Lane. She ran 2/10 quicker than Island's Force, and both of them led all the way. And that's equates to a couple of lengths. It's a good effort.
Now, we mentioned Talisky a little earlier in the show, but on Tuesday at Devonport, it was back fifth and about five off the lead, and you could go and get in the queue at that point. It was really starting to warm up.
Yeah, he's a very genuine dog, isn't he? I think Wee Fire wins the race if she could have crossed Whitford Miss in the first 200 metres, but she got three quarters and just couldn't get the rail, and by the time she eventually got rid of the pest on her inside on the home turn, what's out wide? Talisky, and he just flew and nailed her, and both dogs were very good runs.
In the final league of the quaddie race, number 8, O'Hanna, no luck.
Gee, she's really improved, O'Hanna, isn't she? She got knocked from here to breakfast and ran home strongly, but take nothing away from Double Chance. The Gillian Stanford trained Double Chance, began better than normally and ran 25.87. You don't fluke running that time.
Eileen Thomas had a great finish to the day. She took out race 9 with Kinloch's Fury and followed up in the last with the very impressive Night Tremors.
And I wouldn't really like to say which one's the better dog, Kinloch's Fury. She must have had a little problem because she only resumed racing last week. This week she had box 1, was challenged early, and then zoomed away from a pretty respectable field in 25.64. And Night Tremors also, he won 5 out of 6 and then was off the scene for a couple of months. And he led all of the way in 25.82. I think both of those have got a fair bit of improvement in them, which is a bit scary for the opposition.
Absolutely. And Brendan Browning had Calamac Baz splitting them in race number 10. Form on paper didn't look that flash. 4th, 6th and 8th, but didn't run that way.
Yeah, but some of those were at Launceston, and he doesn't really... Look, he's an extravagant dog that gets off the track a bit, which is not where you want to be at Launceston. But his U-turn form and his Devonport form in particular is better than that. And again, he backed it up with a fast time, 25.68. He'll win again.
Now, speaking of winning again, what about a greyhound for us to follow?
We'll go with our unluckiest maiden in the state, Buckle Up Zeus for the Elphinstons. If that doesn't win soon, it's not fair.
Buckle Up Zeus, the greyhound to follow. Good on you, Greg. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Dan.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.